Well, good evening. It's the it's about 11:30 on the evening of Tuesday, the 11th of August, and it's the end of my second day of guide dog training with my new German Shepherd. Well, my first ever guide dog, German Shepherd Vance. Yesterday, as I said, was really quite a challenging day. Very stressful, very tiring. I did, thankfully, get some sleep last night. Vance got quite a bit of sleep, didn't you, Vance? He was very quiet in the night, thank goodness. He was benched, which means basically he's attached to a wire that's attached to the wall. But it gives him a bit of movement within his bed and allows him to drink his water or chew on his nylon bone. But not to wander around, and crucially not to pull any more bedclothes off my bed. He seemed all right. We had the fans on all night to try and keep the room cool, which didn't really succeed at that time. Things have improved a bit since now, as they've managed to open the hotel staff have managed to open the window in the bathroom, so we've got a bit more breeze coming through. I feel fairly happy keeping the windows open when Vance is in here, as it has been pointed out to me, who would try climbing into a room with a big German Shepherd in it. Even though he's a pretty friendly one by all accounts. Things have been so much better today. I mean, certainly he's still agitated, he's still confused, he still doesn't really know what's going on. He whines when Delia's not there or when he sees her coming or hears her in the corridor. But it's not nearly as bad as it was yesterday. There are definite signs of improvement. This morning we did a little bit of general obedience work, walking down the car park, getting him to sit at certain points. Try it now. Let's see if he'll sit in here. He's dashing about the room a bit, but Vance, sit. Vance. Alright, he lay down instead of sitting. No, that shows my power of doing it. But then again, I was doing it from a sitting position there myself, so he probably didn't have as much authority. Anyway, so practice that. Also learnt a bit of massage for the dogs, and we're also given some grooming tools, which we're going to learn more about tomorrow, as well as the white harness. And then in the afternoon we did sort of short handle work, which is basically holding onto a handle towed by the instructor just to practice turning left and right and things. And I can't remember what the other bit was. It was something else. But it's all been very nice. It's a nice group of people. Get on with the other two students well, and certainly the trainers too. The food here is good. Vance is now sliding down the door, his head against the door. I don't know if he can hear something out there. He's gone very quiet. And generally taking him for spending next to Lou. Feeding him, just getting him used to me doing various things for him, which hopefully that should over time give him a bit more confidence in me. I'm also doing a bit better now at getting the gentle leader harness over his nose without him trying to bite it off. There's still a few iffy moments. Just now I sort of crossed the bed, I was sitting next to him and crossed the bed to come get the sound recorder, and he dashed round, and I don't know whether it was playfully or what, but sort of kicked me with his leg, and then caught my leg in his jaws. He's a little bit scary, big German Shepherd with quite sharp teeth, catches your leg in their mouth, but I retrieved it fairly quickly and told him to get in his bed, and lived to tell the tale. So I feel much better in myself this evening. I think there's a heck of a long way to go. There are also issues currently with sorting out spending arrangements where I live. So that's still to resolve, and that's still a bit of an unknown what's going to happen when I need to go back. Hopefully there will be something in place there, but there's a possibility that there won't be, which would cause more anxiety for the dog, which we really, really need to try and avoid. He's so confused and upset anyway, that anything we can do to try and reduce that, the better. So tomorrow I gather we're going to do a short walk in the morning, and then some grooming in the afternoon. So learn how to get rid of all this hair on him, and no doubt cover my floor in it instead. So that's about it really. So I suppose it's good night for me, and I don't think he's going to say an awful lot, but it's good night from Vance too. Good night, Vance. He's been quieter now than he's been all day, I think. Good night, Vance. There we go. I think that's as much of a good night that we're going to get.